Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, how art thou, my man?
What's up, Doc, man? I am well, and I am blessed enjoying this beautiful day. Sunny South Florida, about 70 degrees, man. This is definitely the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing, and I'm glad.
This is the day the Lord had on sing, man. But anyway, the Rams need to be trying to sing. Hey, Isaac, big game for us this weekend, man, this Sunday. Hey, we were off last Sunday, last weekend, had a bye. We needed the bye because we're coming up two straight ass whippers, man. But now we head to face them boys, them Packers of Green Bay. They're coming off as a loss as well, and really, you know, we got to worry about what we got going on first. But look, we've had a couple of weeks to get prepared, trying to break this two-game losing streak. Now we go to face the Green Bay Packers and that dude Aaron Rodgers, man, arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. How you feeling about this matchup, bro?
Well, we got two of the best players going head-to-head this Sunday in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Aaron Donald. And Aaron Rodgers. So, man, I feel like it's a great matchup, Doc. I felt like we needed this week off. I think it was in the perfect place for just to have a bye week, and really kind of reset, take another look at the goals that were set before the season, and get the guys charged up again, Doc. It's a long grinding season. We know it to be a marathon. It has roller coaster rides in it. Right now, we're kind of rolling towards the bottom of that roller coaster. And this is a perfect week, a perfect opponent, and a perfect game to get back on track. I mean, as you see the seedings right now, as things start to play out, as far as, you know, the number one seeds or where teams are placing, Arizona being at the top, and we're in the wild card race right now, this is a perfect matchup. Because if there's any time that you want to have to play in Green Bay during the season, It'll be this game in the regular season, not the postseason. It's a great mystique up in Lambeau Field. Things happen, and we're playing against some great players. And I feel like the Rams coming back into this game, we'll come back healthier, and guys will be ready to get after it. And this is the perfect game that we pick. I mean, you go out and grab a Matthew Stafford for games like this when you're not playing in sunny Southern California, but when you're playing on the road where, you know, the precipitation could be a factor in the game, and he's played in games like this. So I think we gain from that standpoint, having him on board, and hopefully these guys come out refreshed and ready to play winning football.
Talking about Matthew Stafford, he's been playing well the majority of the season, but just these past couple of weeks, Isaac, I think he got like four interceptions, man, in the last couple of games. And, you know, I don't want to say he's been struggling, but he hadn't been, you know, he been all right. He ain't been playing extremely well, and it's one of those, some Detroit Lion fans are like to say, well, this is what Matthew Stafford does, which they need to be quiet because they hadn't won a game yet. They still sorry then. Mother, but anyway, man, we need Matthew Stafford to step up, but not only him, just the whole team in general, because when you look at how we played the last couple of weeks, man, it's like a team thing. It ain't like you point at one position and say it's your fault or one player is your fault. These last couple of weeks, we've been out physical. When we lost to Arizona, they just kind of outplayed us, but we've been pushed around and out physical these last couple of games. That's a mentality, man. And hopefully, you know, that mentality has switched in 2 weeks, but I know sometimes that's kind of hard to do. What do you think we need to do, the Rams need to do, man, to turn up their physicality and play more big boy, grown man football? Because Green Bay, it's Green Bay. You know, they're going to come out and try to punk us just like the last two teams had.
Well, let's be real, Doc. What we're talking about is the offense and the offensive line. That play, that's really been the big sore thumb that's been sticking out these last 2 weeks, how we've been physically manhandled by opposing defenses. Tennessee and this last game that we played, I mean, they just came out and they just smacked us around, just like you said, up in San Francisco. So I think one of the most humbling things that you could ever do as a professional athlete, is be held accountable in front of your teammates. So with this week off, hopefully we all got together as a unit, an offensive unit, and watched these last two films together, Doc. I mean, if the head coach, Sean McVay, who happens to also be the offensive coordinator, gathers everybody in together and you're sitting amongst your peers and we're watching game tape where everyone's being coached. I come from that type era, that type coaching, Doc, where nothing and no one was out of bounds when it came to correction and chastisement and getting guys to play to their potential and possibly that next level. So just having everyone in the meeting room with your little red pen that you point out and everyone gets coached, that's a humbling atmosphere to be a part of, Doc, and hopefully that's what's been done. And normally when you do that to professional athletes, the next opportunity they come out, you won't see the same, but you'll see better. You see guys coming out to making a concerted effort to play well and get up and down the field and play the style of football that got us the seven wins.
Now, you said something key, man. You're from the era. I'm from the era as well, man. But players do get coached up. Players do get on other players' asses, man. That's why in relationships have to be important, man, to be close with you. You ain't even really got to be close and best friends, especially when you're playing professional football, but you got to have a healthy respect for your teammate so he can get on your ass if you're getting blasted, you're getting placed, you know what I'm saying, somebody just punking you and moving you around the place. Y'all have to have a healthy professional relationship. You have to respect that other person, man, to where they can get on you and punt on you and even crack on you. You know, even if you got to laugh about it, to crack on you to be like, look, bro, you got to do better than that. So hopefully, just like you say, we are in a position, they're in a position where they can take their criticism and be coached up and face this Green Bay team. Now, we're facing a Green Bay team that's pretty good. I mean, they're pretty good because they got that dude in Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, they talk about him having a sore toe, a hurt toe. So that's something we got to look at, but the thing about that's his toe. He can run, but he doesn't need to run because his arm is one of the most accurate and deadly arms in the league. So we could talk about his toe, but Aaron Rodgers is just a different kind of player, man, which causes different kind of problems.
Well, and we can safely say that Aaron Rodgers has what we call athletic arrogance. I mean, he has that in his ability to play. It starts in between his ears. He just believes that he's going to make plays and make plays for his team. He believes that he's the best player in the league, as he should. So it poses a great challenge for us, Doc, defensively. And we talked about the offense earlier. Let's be real about this defense. The last couple of weeks, the defense has been stellar. We've been playing well. We've been getting after opposing quarterbacks. The Leonard Floyds of the world is adding pass rush to the opposing quarterbacks, getting guys on the ground. And with the addition of Von Miller, that's another 2 weeks he's been in this system. They're playing around one of the greatest defensive players that's ever played in this league, and Aaron Donald. And on the back end, Jalen Rose has been playing stellar. So it's going to be an imposing game this weekend. I think that it'll be a great matchup. But Aaron Rodgers, one of the best to ever play. I mean, when you talk about the quarterback position play of all-time greatness, his name will be mentioned in it. And any receiver would love to play with him. And he being connected with the receiver Adams, man. I mean, these guys are formidable. So we're going to make sure that we can keep these guys corralled. The off-script plays, we got to try to limit them. It seems strange to say, we want to kind of force Aaron Rodgers to stay in the pocket. But, you know, with his toe situation, you know, his off-script plays are what really makes him that next level quarterback that we've seen for so many years.
Big facts, man. Now, you talk about Jalen Ramsey, of course. You know, he's still considered one of the best, if not the best, receiver in the NFL. But, yeah, he got a situation. Cornerback. We got a situation, man. You know what I'm saying? Devontae Adams is cold, bro. I mean, as well as Jalen Ramsey plays, man, Davante Adams is a very, very good receiver. Now, when the Rams matched up with the Packers in last year's playoffs, which we lost, you know, and we know why we, you know, one of the reasons we lost, Aaron Donald was hurting, you know, we had some problems at quarterback. But anyway, you know, in that game, I think Davante had like 9 catches and for almost about 70 yards and a touchdown. But Davante Adams, man, is a great receiver. Now, you being a receiver, watching Davante Adams, and you know what Jalen Ramsey brings to the table. Why is Davante so good, man? I know he's big, he's strong, he got great hands, he runs routes, and he's fast, and he got that dog in him. But what do you see from Davante what makes him such an elite receiver in the game? Because he is elite.
Well, sometimes we switch up and substitute that word dog for confidence. So he has that, Doc. He's a 6'2" football player, or 6'2" wide receiver. And he has great confidence. He has the ability to get open. He can run. And he's in tune with his quarterback. Doc, if you ever play wide receiver at any position, you love to be in tune with your quarterback. I think they're on the same page. They have been for the last couple of years. And, Aaron Rodgers has the ability to look safeties off and create matchups and create one-on-one situations for Davante Adams to get open. And he does just that, man. And he's explosive. He does it all. But the other guys around him are starting to come around as well. I think that it'll be a big challenge overall for our defense to stop this passing attack. One thing that I'll say that we may have gotten an advantage of, and it took place last week, they lost their left tackle, which was backing up their normal starting left tackle to an ACL tear. So I'm not sure who they're replacing that guy with, but he's probably going to be the third left tackle in that position trying to protect Aaron Rodgers' blind side, going against a now healthy Von Miller. So it's going to be interesting to see, Doc. I think on paper, it looks like we can really get after Aaron Rodgers and force him to do some stuff that he doesn't want to do.
Big fact. Now, we can talk about Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers and that nice little hookup. But, hey, man, Davante, an elite receiver, but they got to deal with our receivers as well. Specifically, well, unfortunately, we're not going to have Robert Woods. We know he tore his ACL, so he's out. But still, we still got statistically the best receiver. Well, he was. We were off last week. You know, Cooper Kupp putting in work. So I expect Cooper to be able to do some things against that Green Bay Packers secondary, because watching them, reading about them, their defense been all right. But I do see, and watching them, as I said, and looking up some things, they've been having a hard time tackling at times. And that's the wrong damn thing you want to do when you're facing a team like the Los Angeles Rams and with a receiver like Cooper Kupp. So the Packers defensive secondary, they have to look out as well, because we got Cooper. Losing Robert Woods, as I said, is never an easy thing, man. We can't, replace him. We can sub him in, and we're subbing him in with Odell Beckham Jr. So we know about Cooper Kupp. Now, Odell Beckham Jr., when he played, he was just getting here. So now he has at least a couple of weeks to get into some plays, learn the playbook a little bit better. He's not going to know the entire playbook, but Sean McVay says he expects Odell Beckham Jr. to be more of a factor this Sunday. And I do as well, because, as I said, he's more comfortable and he knows more plays, so you can have him out on the field even more, doing a lot more things, Isaac. So Cooper Kupp, OBJ, despite the fact that we're losing Robert Woods, our receiving core, as far as what you see in concern, still one of the best in the league?
Oh, definitely, Doc. And games like this is where you need your Cooper Kupps. This is where you need your Odell Beckham Juniors and guys who should be more comfortable with these two weeks having passed, getting him up to speed on what the Rams like to do offensively. I feel like OBJ should make a lot of noise this weekend, but I think Cooper Kupp, he and his matchup this weekend should be spotlighted from the standpoint of, he's a slot receiver. He's the guy that keeps the chains moving. He's the key guy on third downs, and hopefully we can get him the ball maybe 9 to 10 times or 9 to 10 targets this week to keep those chains moving. Because, like we mentioned earlier with the precipitation possibilities, he's the guy where you don't have to really throw the ball as far downfield to get the ball into his hands. And he's great after the catch. So maybe that's what we'll see mostly this weekend. But as a whole, the receiver group as a whole, I'm looking forward to seeing a more comfortable OBJ this weekend, having had this extra week to prepare to be in the fold and learn what Sean McVay likes to do and what we can do, how we can use his talents, how we can use his skills to benefit this offense.
Yeah, and Cooper Kupp, I was talking about still up there statistically. Yeah, he still got the most yards, 1,141 yards, man, receiving. The next second one is still Deebo Samuel and Devontae Adams right there with 979. And you made a great point talking about with the precipitation possibilities. Normally when, you know, you think it's going to rain or snow or be cold or something like that, you'd be like, we can't really throw the ball that much. But the point you made is great. The Rams and Stafford don't have to throw the ball down the field, because a lot of times when you get the ball to Cooper on these little 5, 6, 7, 8 yard curl routes, little 5, 7, 8 yard out routes, that's almost just like an extended handoff as well. But even with that, we still need Darrell Henderson to play well. And he's shown that he can do it if the offensive line can control the opposing team's defensive line. So looking at all these factors, man, I just think it's a great matchup, and it's a great way for us to see exactly where we are, because you look at the NFC standings, that's still a whole bunch of teams that are vying to be the one seed. You know, we've lost our last two games, but we're still 7-3. The Cardinals were 9-2. I think I was watching yesterday, they had the Rams still like in the fifth seed in the NFC playoffs, so still there. But everybody's still around, man. Tampa Bay is up there. That's 7-3. Green Bay is 8-3. Dallas Cowboys, they lost. They're 7-4. So everybody's still in that group together. So we got to win this game. But if we don't win this game, we don't fall back too far. But this is a dub we need to have, because we can't lose three straight, bro.
Oh, indeed, man. I mean, you look at the NFC, there's no clear-cut favorite of who's the best team in this league. I know records are what they are. Arizona is sitting there right now. We're playing the opponent, one of the only teams that's beaten the Arizona Cardinals this year. And, you know, let's just say they did it on the road. So the NFC itself, man, there's a lot of teams in there. I mean, you can be beaten any week. I think as it is right now, home field advantage really isn't the home field advantage that we've known or come accustomed to. I think these teams, led by these quarterbacks, can go in and win football games. So it's kind of jungled up, which is good for the league. I mean, because you never know who the team's going to be. And everybody has an opportunity right now, Doc. So only that number one seed gets the bye week. And you who knows if that's even good, Doc. So because if you're not coming into the playoffs on a roll and having played the week before, sometimes that kind of stalls your offense. So I think the Rams are in a great position right now just to go out, be able to play this game, win this game this weekend, and really be able to control your own destiny, if you can say that, you know, from a professional standpoint, and being where you need to be to set yourself up to be seated in this kind of crazy NFC.
And the good thing about it, man, as you said, we do have Matthew Stafford. He played for years in Detroit, so he played the Packers twice every year anyway. So he's very, very familiar with them and know what they got. But with film and stuff, you familiar anyway. But before we move on and get up out of here, man, I got to – bro, Detroit, sorry, then. Mother, man, dog, bro. Jared, hey, look, man. Jared, I know you gone, and I'm just saying it, man. Hey, look, you done lost all – any confidence that you had, you left that back in L.A., man, because you ain't got it at all. But Detroit is 0-10 and 1, and they lost. They're the only team ain't won a damn game, man. Dan Campbell, man, you. But we have some Rams in the Detroit front office, man. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, because this guy, Big Ray, Mr. Agnew's one of them, right? So I know we want them to be successful. But boy, this is a year for them, Isaac. Woo!
Hey, you got their work cut out for them, man. They're there for a reason. Let's just say that. They're there for a reason. They got to go out and build that team, man, inside out. I mean, they started pretty good with the left tackle out of Oregon, and they got to build around that, man. But I don't think they should be getting much airtime on this show today, man. This is about football this week.
Yeah, I know it. And what they're playing is not there, but I'm just saying, man, Jared Goff, I was just looking at him, just shaking my head like, bro, I don't even know if you're an NFL quarterback anymore. Definitely not a starter. But before we wrap it up and get out of here, man, big news, man. We know what's been going on with the city of St. Louis and Rams owner Stan Kroenke in the NFL. Look like they finally settled this lawsuit. with the Rams relocating from St. Louis to L.A. The Rams owner, Stan Kroenke, and the NFL, they was getting sued for $1 billion. Looks like this settlement is $790 million to be paid by the league, which is the NFL owners and Stan Kroenke. St. Louis getting some, you know, getting some kind of compensation with the Rams leaving and hurting that city like they hurt them. But $790 million, bro, whew, Isaac, I mean, you have love. I know you love St. Louis and you love L.A. as well. You love the Rams organization. Any thoughts? You know, I'm pretty sure you have some thoughts, but I'm pretty sure you kind of glad that this situation seems to be rectified and both parties can, you know, move on and hopefully hold hands and St. Louis Rams fans become Los Angeles Rams fans.
Well, you know what, Doc? I think that, you know, I think this gives some closure to some people, probably not everyone. I mean, I just think the hurt for some people, it'll just be too deep. And it take more than money to remove it. I felt like St. Louis was in a position, you know, with this lawsuit, really to kind of, you know, they probably could have parlayed it into a franchise. I mean, and have their own team, and kind of forced the NFL to do some stuff that they probably didn't want to do. But hopefully, with the award settlement, Doc, the leadership in St. Louis can really allocate those resources to where they need to be. You know, and really just allow the people to be affected by the award money. But, you know, I would have loved to see St. Louis get another franchise via this lawsuit. And, you know, I'm kind of glad it's over. And like I say, if there's some people out there that can have some closure from this settlement money, I'm very pleased that they were able to get it done. And, now they can just go back to kind of living life. The Rams can go back to really focusing on building what they have in Los Angeles and hopefully build that fan base to what they want it to be, and enjoy the stadium and enjoy the team now.
Big facts. Anything else you want to add before we get up out of here, Isaac?
That's it, man. We got to get after Aaron Rodgers this week, man. I think, just coming into this game, being able to move him off his spot, penetrate up the A gap and the B gap, and making sure that we put a lot of pressure on this new left tackle, whoever this guy may be, who's going to be in the game this week, and really force him to be uncomfortable all game long, because I think that's where we win this game.
Now, Green Bay, got to remind y'all now, Aaron Donald was hurt in playoffs last year. Now, y'all got us, but he was hurt. He went out there, tried to play, but he was hurt. He ain't hurt now. Not only is he not hurt, he pissed off. He pissed off because we lost two games in a row. Packers, just want y'all to know that. Aaron Rodgers, you good, but Aaron Donald's a monster. But that's going to do it for another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.